الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. It's a very beautiful hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where he makes mention that a time will come, and the time that will come will be such in nature that if one examined the years, it will be as if it is months, and one examines the months, it is as if it is weeks. And it will be fair to say, when one examines the week, it will be as if it is days, and days in itself will be like hours, if not seconds. If we are to examine, for example, from last year to this year, what we have accomplished, what we have done, from the point of view of our spirituality, I'm afraid, for the exception of, alhamdulillah, a few of you, people like myself will say, we have accomplished very, very little. Yet we know the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes very clear that there are certain months that are sacred in nature, and the reason for its sacredness is to create a better connection between ourselves and Allah. That is why they are the 4 months or the sacred months we talk about so often. And likewise, we talk about sacred days. In this very day, Friday, alhamdulillah, which it is something we all wait for. And this morning, alhamdulillah, I went to one of the local centers. It was so nice to see. They probably had no less than 150 people for the Fajr Salah. Yet last night we mentioned the beautiful hadith, so I don't know if you came here or not, so please don't take it personally, because I was not here this morning. As I say, I was elsewhere. We mentioned a very beautiful hadith last night, wherein it is made mention that if a person reads the Salatul Isha with Jama'ah, and thereafter reads the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, it is as if the individual stood in the entire night in ibadah. This is the gift that Allah is giving us. Can one imagine if this is the hadith that applies to one's regular affairs and regular days? Can one imagine how much greater the reward would be if one did this in the blessed month of Ramadan, where virtues are multiplied enormously? And last night, as we are aware, it was the 21st night. There is a chance that it could be also one of the nights of Laylatul Qadr. There is no such thing as Laylatul Qadr only being on the 25th or the 27th or the 29th night. It can be any of the odd nights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So technically, we already have one strike against us. And this brings us to a very important question, that how come if we have all this information about the hadith and about the Quran and about the Sunnah and all these beautiful speeches we give and all this religious gymnastics, as I said last night, we play to show our spirituality, I said show it. But acting it is a little bit different. What are the limiting factors to this? And last night I made mention, I think after the tafsir, or at the time of the tafsir, is that we are not monitoring very effectively the gift of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For example, we read the ayah, Sibghat Allah, wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha, wa nahnu lahu abidun. Allah talks about the color of Allah. Now, what is a color? A color is something, is like a dye. So when you color your hair in whatever color, it is one color, let's say it is brown, and you put something on it, you make it another color, whatever that color may be.
So you say the hair is dyed. So what is the color of Allah? Now we're not saying Allah has a color, but there is a tafsir behind this, sibarat Allah. And according to the scholars of tafsir, the color of Allah is referring to that individual that changes who they are while asking, what does my Allah expect of me so I can change who I am to have a better connection with what Allah wishes for me to be like. Simply put, what is my relationship with Allah? You know, when children come to the masjid, you'll notice, first thing they do is they grab the phone. And the next question comes up is, what is the Wi-Fi passcode? It just happens. This is the nature. Because everybody wants to be connected. Everybody wants to be hooked up. And we have to ask ourselves, especially in this month, what is my connection with my Allah? What has been the purpose of this month? And have I accomplished my purpose in this given month? It's a very important question. Because if we are not going to ask this question and seek out its response, then I'm afraid, as the ayah was recited last night, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, this world will remain nothing but a deception to you and I. Now, what are the things of deception? Before we talk about that, what is Iman? Iman is belief in Allah, belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., etc. We agree with that. But you know, when you look for the word Iman in the dictionary, you'll also come across a word very close to Iman, which is Aman. And what is Aman? Aman refers to safety. So on the one hand, we have the definition of Iman that says, believe in this, believe in that, do this, do that. But part of Iman is also keeping people safe around us. So when I walk into my house, what is the first reaction of my wife? Daddy is here. You better go in your room and keep quiet. Daddy is here. Or some of the kids go, Daddy is here. And you know what? Yes, we smile about it. But understand, when the children do that, or anyone, or even the father does that sometimes, when the children come home. Understand, my brothers, when that interaction takes place, when the people in that closest to you don't have aman, it's going to affect your iman. And why this is very important? Because if you look at our background, I mean, when I say background, I'm not talking about grandparents. Greatest grandparents. Somebody converted to Islam. That is why, for the most part, many of us are Muslims. It's a reality. How did they come to Islam? Let me put it this way. Knowing Muslims that you know right now, if you saw them, will you become a Muslim? Chances are, you'll run for dear life. Chances are, if you see current Muslims, and don't get argumentative with me, I saw this sheikh on YouTube. I'm talking about reality, practical Muslims. If you saw the average Muslim today, on your job, at your school, on your street, will you be so attracted to him and say, this is a winner, I want to be like him or her? Yet, our forefathers, whoever they may have been, they saw someone, they saw something, they loved it so much. They said, I want to be like these people. And that is what made them Muslim. And because of their sincerity in converting to Islam and the sincerity of the one that was working with them, today we have the blessedness of being Muslims. So my brothers, Iman comes also at the same time, it gets increased as you give aman, as you give safety to those around you, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And this is what the color of Allah is about. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ, because this is what it means to be a true abid. Alhamdulillah, I have a young boy here, also named Abid. So now, when you have these names like Abid and whatever, you have to ask yourself, what is my name? Am I standing like how my name wants me to stand? That's why it comes in the hadith, name your children beautiful names. Because the name of your child is going to affect the outcome of how the child is going to behave later on in life. Point number two, in this blessed month, if we are not going to connect ourselves with what Allah wants us to connect with, then when are we going to do it? Again, last night we mentioned the beautiful hadith. And another hadith says, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبٌ, a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. How can a person's heart be attached to the masjid when they cannot come to the masjid? Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us now in Utah. There are approximately no less than a dozen masjids. Masjids meaning places of worship. Now, as I said earlier, when you come to the masjid, the young boys, what they want? Imam, give me the Wi-Fi passcode. I want to be connected. Because they don't want to miss that beautiful text. When you go to the masjid and the masajids, you know what you are doing? You are connecting yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah only brings the one to worship, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Take out your excuse. Maybe the color is not right, therefore I don't go. Maybe the clock is too bright, therefore I don't come to this masjid. Maybe this, maybe that. All those excuses are from nafs or from shaitan. Because the hadith is very clear, very clear. When Allah loves a person, He takes that individual, He keeps them concerned with regarding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most. You know, there are some brothers that come to the masjid. The only thing I do with them is make salam. They come in, do their thing, and they leave. This is the way it ought to be. Because the masjid is not a place for fancy talks. The masjid is not a place to sort of do things that will deviate people from Allah. That's why the best service people can do in a masjid is keeping it simple. Perform the salah, read from a good book, read the Quran. Yes, when there are special events, then it is entirely different in nature. Why do the ulama recommend this? Because the more you do in a masjid, the more unnecessary talk you take part in the masjid, the less sensitivity you have to the masjid, and the less sensitivity you have to the masjid, the less appreciation you'll have to the masjid and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my dear respected Muslim brothers, point number two, what is our connection with Allah in this month? And how has that connection improved or went down? You know, many people are getting ready, mashallah, for the Eid. And it's a wonderful thing. We should do it. We should enjoy ourselves. But what Eid can you have when we did not fast? What Eid can you have where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed that backbiting, especially in this month, is something you have to abstain from because it takes away the value and the virtue of your fast. Now you backbited. What did you do? You didn't help the poor and Allah gave you extra. What did you do? Took part in unnecessary debating and arguing. What did you do? Took part in yelling at your spouse or the children or whoever, your neighbors or whatever. What did you do? What type of Eid are you going to have? It's just a deception, putting nice clothing on, but you know what has taken part and not taken part. So if we want to enjoy our Eid, we have to do something that gets us ready for it. And one of the signs that a person is deprived is continual restlessness. And the only way you can overcome this restlessness, as the Quran says, "Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub." That start attaching ourselves and our hearts to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for us to attach our hearts towards. Let us read a beautiful hadith of our Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam regarding on how to connect ourselves in these last few days. Last night we mentioned three methods, alhamdulillah, and I hope that you paid attention to that. Number one, as we mentioned, trying to come as much as we can to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Number two, trying to, if we cannot come because of work, etc. You know, there was a brother, mashallah, almost every salah, I see him. He drives a taxi, wonderful person. There were two or three of them, but there's one individual. So I asked him, I said, so how come, you know, almost every salah you're in the masjid, how come? And he gave me an astonishing answer. He says, my job is to carry people and take them around. If my job is to carry people around and take people from one point to the next, why can't I carry myself to the masjid? And this is something we all have to reflect upon. You know, there was a young boy, I told the story before. He was collecting his money. And then his father was very successful, so it took him a long time. It took him a very long time. Collected 20, 40, 60, 80, $100. So he goes to his dad at night. Daddy, can I get 1 hour of your time? Why? How? What do you want? I'm always here. No, Daddy. I know they pay you $100 an hour. Here's $100, Daddy. Now can I get 1 hour of your time? Is this what we want happening to our lives? Is this how our relationship should be with our young ones? Is this to be the relationship with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when something goes wrong, then we come and throw up our hands? It's something to reflect upon in these days of Ramadan. So the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll conclude with this inshallah, says the following, O you devotees of the Quran, O you who are reciting the Quran, do not use the Quran in some cases, and in here it says, as a pillow. Some people, the way they handle the Quran, this hadith is saying, don't do that. But read it properly, day and night, as it ought to be read. Propagate the Quran, meaning share the Quran, by talking about its beauty, by talking about its stories, and by making it a living embodiment in your life and the life of those around you. Read it in a good voice, it says here, and reflect upon its contents. Why? So that you may succeed. So your success is not only on your job. Your success is not how many anniversaries you had with your wife or your husband. Your success is not how many graduate degrees your children managed to pull. Your success is not based on all these things that we think about. But it says here, your success is on its reciting. Your success is on its propagation. Your success is in reading it with a good voice. Your success is on reflecting upon its contents and making its contents a reality for you and I. Thereafter it says, all this must be done. Why? So this way you may succeed. And thereafter it says, do not seek a reward for it. You know, some people read the Quran. Can I read this to get a certain outcome? Can I read it for whatever purpose? It says here, do not seek it for a particular reward in this life, because it has got a magnificent reward in the hereafter. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, in these last few days, amongst the things we have covered, just to summarize, Allah has made certain months very, very special. Likewise, certain days very, very special. Today is a special day in a special month, part of the last 10 days, which are also very sacred in nature. And we have to ask ourselves an important question. What are we willing to do in these last 10 days to increase our connection between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Point number two, are we maximizing on the color of Allah coming to us? meaning the rahmah of Allah coming to us. You know, young ones over here, it comes in a hadith that in these last days, if you are not forgiven by your parents, then I'm afraid this entire month can really turn against us. But as a side note, and I don't want the children to listen to what I'm saying because they'll use it the wrong way, but to the parents, if your children are not obedient and your children are doing something wrong, young ones, close your ears because you may take the wrong meaning of what I'm saying, then I want the parents to ask themselves a question. What did you do wrong to your father and mother? What did you do wrong to your grandfather and grandmother? Very important question. And if they are gone from this world, beg Allah that you can find a friend of theirs, as the hadith says, so you can make good on the bad you have possibly done to your mother and father. Because I'm afraid, if your children are turning their back on you, it has to be something you and I have done to our parents. I'm just saying it from hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once we acknowledge this, the beauty and the mercy of Allah, inshallah, will come our way. And point out number three, we are attaching ourselves to something. Some of us to college, some of us to work, some of us to friends, some of us to this, some of us to that. Human nature is to attach. We don't like to be lonely. Continue your attachment on what you are doing, but at the same time, restructure it to attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these last now 10 days. And inshallah, if you did it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, as we read last night, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Undoubtedly, Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. As far as wrong is concerned, they stand against it. People take the wrong meaning of this ayah. And they say, they stand against wrong, and they break the statues of the disbelievers, and they crack their skulls. No, no, it doesn't mean that at all. It means they stand against the injustice of that which is wrong. But between themselves, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Between themselves, they are loving and merciful. Now we got it the other way around. And we read last night what it says thereafter, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. Amongst themselves, they are loving and kind. There will be differences, but they learn how to put them aside. And you'll see them, رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. Take the Qiyam seriously. Beautiful announcement made last night. There'll be a program for Qiyam al-Layl. Try to bring yourself and your children, inshallah. We have a sister upstairs that's performing the Qiyam al-Layl for the sisters to inspire. That's the why we're doing it. She's doing it for herself up there. One brother said, can I go up? MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Let me tell you, if we put sisters to read, all the boys will be up, trust me. Serious note. Try to come and attach yourself to it. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. Establish salah and be with those that do the ruku and sujood. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا. Seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what he says, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. In these last days, let's make our traces the traces of those that give themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our last 10 days, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us to Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for us.